You reached emergency roadside. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hello?
You reached emergency roadside. Are you currently in need of assistance?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Nadine Givens, G-I-V-E-N-S.
And a good contact phone number, excuse me, phone number?
219. I go charge this phone up. Can't charge in the car. 219 201 1409 1409.
And did you want to receive mobile text updates?
As in what you mean?
So when we get the service set up for you, we'll send you the ETA name and phone number by text.
I'm not worried about all that stuff.
And do you have your policy or member number?
No, I don't. That's what I'd have to go out the phone to get all that information, because I don't even have my card.
Okay, are you able to read the vehicle VIN number?
I'm going to have to probably call you back and write that stuff down. So.
Yes, ma'am. Are you able to call your
insurance? I might be able to tell you. Wait. Move, Commander. Hand me that paper out of there. It says registration. Leave it alone. Wait, let me see where it is. What is this? I ain't even seeing it in here. Don't make no darn sense. Oh, here. Oh. Here it is. Okay. I said I got the crap out. Okay. Gotta find it. Okay, I got the vehicle identification number. You ready?
Go ahead.
1G1ZB5E17BF119088.
Okay. And what's the phone number that's attached to your insurance policy?
219-201-1409.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Let me get this back. All right, one moment. And can you verify the street address that's on the policy?
3746 Lincoln Street, Gary, Indiana, 46408.
The year, make, and model for the vehicle?
The year is 2011. It's a Chevy Malibu.
And what's the color?
Black.
And what's the issue with the vehicle?
I had went in the house here to pick up my grandbabes and to go to school, and when I came back out, the car's not starting.
Okay.
I don't know if I got a battery in here last year, so I don't know if it's the alternator starter or something, or either the battery or something. I don't know. It won't start. It was making the tapping noise, but then that stopped. After my brother told me I'd check and see if the cables were tight. And after I did that, it ain't doing nothing.
Okay, so would you like a jump start, or you want a tow?
No, I don't know tow. I can take a jump start.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I didn't have no cables on me. I mean, I buy people, but I don't know them that well, you know. myself.
Okay, are there any other vehicles parked around yours?
No, and I'm in the driveway.
Okay.
So I have to probably push my car back or something. I don't know. To be able to even do anything. Let's drive up in this grass. I don't know.
All right. And where are you in the vehicle located?
I'm at 4516 Garfield Street in Gary.
You said Darthel?
Garfield. G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. Garfield Street. You can go straight up 45th Avenue to Garfield Street.
And that was 5416?
No, it was 4516. 4516. And come straight up West 45th Avenue. And then turn on Garfield Street.
Okay, give me one second.
White House. The house is white.
Okay, give me one moment because it's pulling up the street, but it's not putting in the number for the home. And for some reason, we need the number for the home also. And so we have to get that for the provider. So I'm just trying to see if I can put the address in a different way so it'll pull it up correctly. Is it
4516.
Okay. Would that be the apartment or an actual house?
No, it's a house. It's a house.
Okay.
4516.
So.
Oh, boy, it's cold out here. Going in the house in a minute.
Okay, so it's showing. Okay, we're doing Indiana. That's Gary, Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, finally, I got it. When we put the address in, it didn't put in correctly, so I got it fixed. All right. All right, so for your Chevy Malibu 2011, you want a jump start. And let's see. I do apologize. Oh, okay. I was just trying to make sure this put in correctly. So we got 4516 Garfield Street, Gary, Indiana, zip code 46408. You are covered for the jump service, so you should not have to pay out of pocket for anything. And then pretty much what we'll do now is go ahead, call a provider, get someone out to you, and when they accept the job, we'll give you a call back with their information.
Oh, okay.
All right. Was there any other questions?
No.
All right. So we'll go ahead and work on this for you, and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.